Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise. Today is the 9th of December, the 344th day of 2024, giving us a synchronous 22 days on our way to 2025. That's a lot of time to work with, actually, 528 hours to be exact, plus what's left of today. Or it's not much at all, depending upon the tasks at hand. One of the attempted hooks in the bevy of confusion marketers foist upon us this time of year muddles up the concept of saving with the act of spending, throwing in a dash of traditional holiday altruism so that the advertiser will slide something like this our way. Indulge in the joys of saving. The motive, of course, under the guise of holiday happiness, is to have the consumer latch on to one or another supposedly discounted item. The guilt of spending is assuaged, presumably, because the consumer is being accommodated with a special deal, with a sense of privilege, a special price that is not full price. Indulgence, always a loaded word, capable of swinging negatively or positively, is here allied with joy of the wholesome sort, the joys of saving, surely in the same realm as the joys of the season. Birthday boy John Milton was a mere teenager when first-generation English Puritans were increasingly changing the political structure of their country. So too, say a host of scholars, was an economic change afoot, with many of the core values of Puritan Calvinism darn close to those of burgeoning capitalism. The haves and have-nots became the elect and the reprobates, who in turn construed that those with wealth were all set and those without would forever be damned. But Milton learned other lessons as well, such as how the sense of sight need not be everything, as he discusses in his famous Sonnet 19, When I Consider how my Light is Spent, also known as On His Blindness. When I consider how my light is spent, ere half my days in this dark world and wide, and that one talent, which is death to hide, lodged with me useless, though my soul more bent to serve therewith my Maker, and present my true account, lest he, returning, chide, doth God exact day labor, light denied? I fondly ask, but patience to prevent that murmur soon replies, God doth not need either man's work or his own gifts. Who best bear his mild yoke, they serve him best. His state is kingly, thousands at his bidding speed, and post o'er land and ocean without rest, they also serve who only stand and wait. Heavenward, we have our first quarter moon as of yesterday, and tomorrow our moon begins waxing gibbous, on its way to becoming the full cold moon a week from today. But before then, our moon midweek will be keeping company with the bright planet Jupiter, the fiery orange star Aldebaran, and the Pleiades star cluster, all accompanied mid-evening by the radiant of the Geminid meteor shower. Elsewhere in the night sky on these cold December nights, look to the south for the square of Pegasus, just to the right of the constellation Pisces, the fish, with its asterism, the circlet, hanging just below the square of Pegasus. We're told by Bruce McClure and Kelly Witt that early stargazers considered this lore-laden reach of the heavens the watery region, as Pisces is northeast of the constellation Aquarius, the water-bearer, and northwest of the constellation Cetus, the whale. Today in 1793, Noah Webster established New York's first daily newspaper, the American Minerva. Today in 1851, the first North American YMCA was set up in Montreal, Quebec. Today in 1897, French activist Marguerite Duron founded the feminist daily newspaper La Fonde in Paris. Today in 1903, the Norwegian Parliament voted unanimously for female suffrage. And today in 1965, the animated special A Charlie Brown Christmas first aired on American network CBS television. Today in 1916 in Amsterdam, New York, Isser Danielevich Dembski was born to Russian immigrants Berna and Herschel Danielevich, who spoke Yiddish at home and supported their seven children with a horse and a small wagon, collecting and then selling rags, pieces of metal, and assorted junk. The young Isser also labored at menial jobs while dreaming of becoming an actor, though he would be almost 30 years old before receiving his big break, when he was cast as Kirk Douglas portraying a tough boxer in the 1949 film Champion, in which Douglas's intense performance would lead to additional noteworthy roles, including that of Vincent van Gogh in 1956's Lust for Life, a Viking chieftain in the 1958 The Vikings, and a gladiator in the 1960 Spartacus. Kirk Douglas also produced four sons who would join him in show business. The most famous of these is Michael Douglas, of whom Kirk has remarked, "All those years I was a young actor in Hollywood, I never dreamed my son would wind up owning it." Today is also the birthday in 1608 of English poet John Milton, in 1886 of American inventor and founder of the modern frozen food industry, Clarence Birdseye, in 1896 of American engineer and inventor of fiberglass, James Slater, in 1898 of American circus clown Emmett Kelly, in 1899 of French children's writer Jean de Brouwer, and of American poet Léonie Adams, in 1901 of French pilot Jean Mermoz, in 1902 of American actress Margaret Hamilton, in 1905 of American writer and film director Dalton Trumbo, in 1906 of American orchestra leader Freddie Martin, and of American computer scientist and U.S. Navy admiral coining the phrase debugging, Grace Hopper, in 1909 of American actor Douglas Fairbanks Jr., in 1911 of American actor Broderick Crawford, in 1912 of American politician Tip O'Neill, in 1915 of American writer Herbert Hunke, in 1919 of American Nobel chemist William Lipscomb, in 1922 of American actor Red Fox, in 1929 of Greek-American actor John Cassavetes, in 1930 of American screenwriter Buck Henry, in 1932 of American jazz trumpeter Donald Byrd and of American jazz musician Jesse Hill, in 1934 of British actress Judi Dench and of American blues singer Junior Wells, in 1941 of American actor Beau Bridges and of American singer and songwriter Dan Hicks, in 1948 of American rock pianist and singer Screamin' Scott Simon, in 1950 of Canadian British singer-songwriter Joan Armatrading, in 1953 of American actor John Malkovich, and in 1969 of American singer-songwriter Jacob Dylan. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise. Here's to the 12th full week of autumn and to the 50th week of 2024.